When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show with the chance of afternoon thunder showers. Will it happen? Who knows? It is a Thursday. Last day of July, man. July is almost over.
Yeah, look at the back of your plates. I mean, at your license, because I just realized today is the last day I'm rolling clean.
Oh, dude, me too.
You get 30-day grace.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You get the month after.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. There's no grace period, at least in Douglas County. There's no grace period.
No, it's a state thing.
Well,
it's not even. Yeah, you get 30 days.
No, you don't.
I thought you did too.
Textnado 303-22 Alice. Do you get 30 days a grace period in order to get your license? Now, you're supposed to get it when they expire, but you won't get a ticket for 30 days.
Okay, so I want you to apologize when you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll do the same if I'm wrong. But I know I'm not wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they expire a certain date, but you get a grace period if you get pulled over.
If it's expired, it's
you
expired.
Got to go get them done.
There's no grace period.
We'll just wait for the text. Because right now, with this argument, we cannot move on. We have to figure out who's right or who's wrong, okay? I got the audio here of my commercial I just cut. Well, it's not a commercial.
It's really good.
It's a video that I cut on the tote bags, the BJ and Jamie tote bags. Now, look, you know, and I probably overdo it. I like to pound things to death, okay? But I love these tote bags. I really do. And I think they're very snappy. I think they're very snappy.
Very snappy.
And they're very practical, too. And I want everybody that listens to our program to have one. I don't care if you live in Minnesota. I want you to have one.
In Minnesota.
Whatever. We had a couple of requests from out of state yesterday, Jamie.
Okay,
so, and I don't care where you live, but I want to get these in the hands of the people. The people that make us number one in this town.
Gotcha.
You know, it's just a passion I have. All right, so I cut this video for Facebook as we wait on to see who's right. All right, so let's go. Here's me earlier this morning. Carson shot the video for Facebook, loving on these tote bags.
This is it. That's it. The BJ and Jamie tote bag. I love this bag. Loved it. Did you know this bag, which, by the way, you can win on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, this wonderful tote bag right now lists for $500,000 on eBay. You know why I know that? I post it if you want to make a bid. But you don't have to. You can win it. I love this bag. Win it with BJ and Jamie. I love it.
It makes me happy. That made me happy right there. Made me happy. So you can win one in just a few minutes. All right, so what are we looking at?
Wait, hold on. The fact that you're kissing it.
Oh my gosh.
Is weird to me.
Why?
You're kissing plastic.
I'm showing my gratitude, man. I'm showing my love for the bag.
There's such passion in it.
Oh, I hugged it. I kissed it. Oh, I humped it. I did it all.
BJ's,
all right, let's go to
BJ's
it.
BJ's right. Go. It says you're right, but I swear to God, they just posted somewhere like Douglas County, where it said, no, there's no grace period, but I guess there is.
There is a grace period. I don't know. Now, I will give you this. Look, okay. I don't know if it's a written grace period that's somewhere in the, you know, the rules and regulations of the DMV. I don't know. But I just know that if you get pulled over in that 30-day period, I think they let you go. They say, go get this taken care of. Okay, come on. You can do this. And I think that's what it is, Jamie. I don't know if it's a legit law or not.
Right.
But I just know that I've always had that grace period.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
This says the payment of the fees required by law and in accordance with section blah, 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 not later than the last day of the month following the date of the expiration. So that would be the month grace
after. All right, so the month after you get 30 days or 31 days for July.
God, I hate it when he's right. you guys. Do you know how much this? I'm going home.
Well, come back. Come back. No, Jamie, come back. No, look.
Just start over tomorrow.
I even tried to soften it for you to say, Jamie, I'm not sure. And then Spadil has to pile on with the actual law. We didn't need that, Jamie. Spadil, she was already feeling bad that she was wrong.
I swear.
You didn't have to pile on.
I swear
on,
they just posted, like, no, there's no grace period.
Pumpkin, I'll just say you're right, okay?
All right, this is great news for me. So I can just drive dirty for 30 more days?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Now, here's the thing, though. You're still, when you go get your license renewed, your license plate, when you get that sticker, you're still going to pay for that month. They're going to prorate it so that you still have to pay for the 30 days, but you're not on the hook to get a ticket.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Okay. I'm just happy I can roll dirty for 30 days.
Yeah, you're dirty.
Well, I'm not even dirty. I'm legal. Oh, wow, that's great. Okay. Well, anyway, bad news, I was wrong. Good news, I have 30 days and I'll get it today.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything today. You can work it out.
Why is there an expiration date if we get 30 days?
Let me give you a tip.
It's all dumb.
Let me give you a tip. Tip. Let me give you a tip, okay?
By the way, I don't get that tip thing because nobody just wants a tip.
No one does.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a thing. Like a joke? Nobody wants just the tip.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
I'm not even sure I know what it means. All right, listen. Listen to me, okay? The DMV, okay? And you probably already know this, so don't, I'm not trying to make you feel stupid or
mansplain
anything.
Mansplain? That's what it's called.
Don't go in the first week.
What? Don't go, because everybody's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's there.
Why make an appointment?
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't go the first week.
Thank you for explaining that. You're my friend.
Let's get to some real entertainment here.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout!
Is a bag, one of our BJ and Jamie tote bags on eBay for $500,000, folks. Is that crazy?
Okay.
Is that crazy
BJ
or what?
Posted.
Shh. I'm giving one away. Stop it. I posted it. I put it up there for $500,000, hoping that the news agencies out there will pick up on it and say, hey, whoa, look
BJ
at this.
BJ literally just told me, he goes, hey, go bid $100,000 for that bag. And I was like, I'm banned from eBay. And he's like, no, make a fake account and call yourself Molly. What? And then I walked out the
Molly.
Road. Carson, did I not go, I think you've lost your freaking mind.
Yeah, Molly. And you bid like $100,000. Uh-huh. And before you know it, we're on like CNN. And all of a sudden they're saying, tote bag is going for $100,000. This is crazy. And then you just go spin. I don't care. I'm not expecting the money.
Yeah.
And we pulled off this great little scheme here.
Yeah, but with my luck, I'd lose the $100,000.
Yeah.
Somehow. It would like go into the system and be gone.
All right. If you're a listener and you hate eBay, okay, you're ready to lose your account, go bid on my bag, okay, and do like $200,000, and let's see
that.
If we can make this work, okay?
Yeah, make sure you connect it to your account.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout!
Caller 9. 303 22 Alice. Caller 9. And then don't forget, we're going to be in a parking lot tomorrow with over 100 bags.
When are we announcing the location?
7:15 tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then giveaway.
Okay, Taylor Swift, let's go.
7:40, we do the bags. I know you think this is just a joke, Jamie, but this is not a joke, okay?
No, I'm into it.
Listen to me. This is not a joke.
I think Carson's super excited to drive a van with Schmidl out there.
I literally have to be his Uber driver. Are you going to pay me?
No,
I know, right?
Absolutely not.
He's not allowed to drive.
I know, but because of Schmidl's mistake, now Carson gets the...
That's the way it works, Carson. I'm sorry. You're an up-and-comer, man. You just got to roll with the punches.
You got to take one for the team.
You got to take one, man. Sorry. No, it's not in your contract. You're going to hit the road, pal. Tomorrow. All right, caller 9 now. Then tomorrow morning is the big parking lot blowout, man.
Yeah.
Woo! Looking forward to that. Caller 9, good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Football starts tonight. The Hall of Fame game is tonight.
No more
Thursdays without football until February.
I was thinking about calling my ex-husband and apologizing to him.
Why?
Well, because he just drove me nuts watching so much football, right? You know, and then he's like, oh my God, I'm a surgeon. Like, let me have a break, blah, blah, blah. We got in a huge fight about it. And then I would look through the window and I was working outside and I'd look through the window and I'd be like, I hate you, you know, in my head and stuff. And then I divorced him and all that. But after watching Receivers on Netflix, after watching Quarterback on Netflix, after watching like the Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix, I'm more into football than ever.
greatest sport on earth.
I mean, I really am more into it.
It's great.
And I even watched the concussion with, what's his name?
Oh, Will Smith.
Yeah, yep. I watched that before.
It's nice of you to think that you would call him, but go ahead. Just do it. Why don't you call him?
And just say.
Yeah, just apologize. Yeah. Say, man, I've seen the light. I get it.
Should I do it right now?
It's never too late.
I was watching receivers and quarterbacks.
Should I do it right now?
You weren't wrong. Should yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah. Let's go ahead and apologize to him. Because this split them all up. This is the one that was the divorce right here.
It was.
He was into jocks and she wasn't.
I wasn't. No.
And that just killed the marriage right there. Yeah. Hey, what number, Spadella, am I going to here?
Six.
Let me talk to the winner real quick while you try to reach him, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me try to get the winner. Line six, you said?
Yeah.
All right, line six. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hello?
Spadella?
Hello.
Nobody there. I was talking to
Hello?
Him 2 seconds ago. Yeah. I don't know.
You sure it's not seven?
Hello?
No, it's six.
He's a mime.
Hello.
Now let me just take seven and give them one.
No.
What?
Oh, I guess you could.
Kennedy.
They're just that. I thought it was like Taylor Swift tickets.
Hey, Kennedy, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I feel like it's operator error.
It's not operator error. It's just not working for some reason.
All right, that's fine. Forget about it.
You win. Whomever it was, you right. win. You got two bags.
Ralph was the winner.
Ralph was the winner?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's calling Ralph right now.
We're not.
All right, never mind. All right, we're calling your husband.
My ex-husband.
Ex-husband.
Hi. Hey, listen, you're on the air, so don't say anything bad, okay?
This is a good call. We're not looking for money.
Yeah. This is my ex-husband, everybody. Everybody say hi to my ex-husband.
Hi. What's his name?
We called
Freddy?
We called him the doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Yeah, the doctor. All right. So listen, I just want to apologize to you for hating football and hating you watching football, sitting in that recliner, because now I like football.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, not only did you convert her to football, you still get to watch football, and you're not married to her.
Yeah.
Life's good.
I'm honored to get a 25-year late apology.
It's never too late to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, doctor.
Bye.
Bye. Holy cow. Jamie, she loves football. On Fox. Oh, that was great. Right. That was great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We go.
You're right. It's never too late to say you're sorry.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he answered.
I am. Why? We're friends.
With your name popped up. Right, hang on. I got to hear this music. Gets me in the mood for tonight's game. Oh, by the way, half price Denver Bronco tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Half price.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
As low as like $25.
I really want to watch the Hunter one.
Travis Hunter, the Jaguars game.
That's okay. The one I want to go to.
All right, well, get your tickets.
Yeah.
They go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Now, I'll tell you, every year they do this, and they sell out within like 4 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, so it's very difficult. But you go to denverbroncos.com/fans. You put in your information there, and then they're going to send you a text. They're going to send you a text this morning saying, now, call. Or go online or whatever
Click the link.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have to go and register
first?
But
you got to go sign up on their website first.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to collect, their information or whatever. But nevertheless, you have to go that route to get the half price tickets. You can buy, I think the limit's 4 tickets per game.
4 tickets per household, yes.
Okay. And then you can only buy for one game. You can't buy multiple games either.
By the way, the one that Travis Hunter is playing in is on December 21st at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a great
December
game.
December 21st. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Right before Christmas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be cool.
Or cold.
Yeah.
It'd be cool or cold. Could be. All right. Again, go to denverbroncos.com/fans. Half price tickets on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105 Don. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Got a new story here. Every day, Jamie, you know, I come into the studio and the first thing I have is a Celsius. Right?
Yeah, I know. You guys, you and Schmidl.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day. And lately, I don't know what it is. Well, now we know.
Well, now we really know.
But I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. I've been feeling really good lately.
Well, you've been very jolly, I guess, is my word for you. Jolly. And then, and Schmidl's like been running into walls. Because he drinks more Celsius than you do.
Yeah, he does two or three.
Yeah, and like, remember the other day I was like, Schmidl, did you just run into a wall?
He did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've been jolly, you know, not making half a lick of sense, but happy about it. You know, woo, one of those. And then yesterday the news broke. Vodka is in the Celsius now.
How do they make this mistake?
I guess they make High Noon, right?
I guess so.
I didn't even know that they made it in the same facility.
But it seems like that would be so obvious. Like, over here's the vodka.
Keep these far away from each other.
You got one job, folks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't put the vodka in the Celsius, oh, but you already did it. I guess they got the cans mixed up, and they put High Noon in Celsius cans.
I mean, somebody was in the vodka at the plant.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how did that happen?
You're right. A drunk employee, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the story.
A warning if you like your Celsius or if you like your High Noon, because there's now a recall for some of this stuff after they were mislabeled. Celsius as High Noon, vice versa. Celsius, as you know, does not have vodka in it, does not have alcohol in it. High Noon does. So fortunately, nobody's reported getting sick so far. But boy, that might be a surprise when you pop the top. High Noon says it's working with the FDA and stores across a bunch of states to get these mislabeled products off shelves. But word of warning for you if you've got some in your fridge or in your cooler.
This is like replacing the gummies in the candy section with marijuana gummies.
It's exactly like that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
I mean,
I've got my Celsius right here. Man, is it good.
You know, because a lot of kids feel like they're being bad when they drink those, you know, when they're like 13 and stuff. Yeah. I know, because my kid... I wouldn't allow him to have any energy drinks, right? Because they're so bad for you. And I remember the first time he had a Red Bull, he thought he was so cool. He's like 12.
He's hiding it.
And, I'm like, is that a Red Bull? No.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Anyway, but so imagine like you have these 12-year-olds and now they're all drunk. My God.
That is a wild story.
I'd be furious.
That is wild.
I'd sue their pants off. I'd be so mad.
You would think that they're going to have to pay some type of fine for this.
This is ridiculous.
Wouldn't you get fined? I mean, exactly what Jamie's saying. There are kids well under 21 that are drinking these drinks, and some could have gotten vodka.
Or like Danny, my old partner, he used to be on this stuff. I forgot. He took a pill, and it would make him violently ill if he had alcohol, where you have to go to the ER. I forgot what it's called. But it's on purpose for people that are alcoholics.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
And so he would take this pill or whatever, and he couldn't even be around like any kind of cologne.
Mm-hmm.
It would make him so sick.
Yeah.
So imagine somebody did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean there's got to be some fines here. I mean, there's just no way. I mean, you're taking alcohol. You got to be 21 to buy. You're putting it in a Celsius can by accident. I get it. You didn't do it on purpose, but still, you got to pay the price.
May I just say this?
What?
Heads are going to roll.
Heads are going to roll.
Heads are going to roll.
Have you ever tried one of those High Noons?
I have, yeah.
I don't know what they are.
They're awesome.
I've never heard of them.
It's a seltzer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, but it's liquor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of it.
Honestly, if you're drinking a Celsius or a High Noon, you really can't tell the difference because you can't taste the alcohol in High Noons at all.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't?
No, it's just like, it tastes like
So I could be drinking High Noon here and not even know it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to detect it unless you had one of those pills you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Yeah. Feeling good.
Oh, is that why you grabbed him? Are you hoping that you got him?
Yeah.
Spadella, bring me another one.
Oh, my God.
Tabloid Trash coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. More tote bags to give away, too.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
And abuse.
And abuse.
Oh, that just recorded me on my phone. Whoops. I'm not going to send that. That'll be weird. Just to send it randomly back to my...
And abuse.
I don't know. What? Okay. Anyway, can I just bitch about one thing real quick?
What?
Do not buy the Annie's Rice Krispie Treats.
Why?
My God, they're horrible.
Are they bad?
Ugh.
What makes them so bad?
Ugh.
It's hard to screw up a Rice Krispie Treat.
I even gave one to Schmidl. Is he in there?
Yeah.
I didn't think that they were good just because, like, they have this weird it's not even an aftertaste. It's like a mid-taste. Like, at first, you're like, okay, this is a Rice Krispie treat, and then it comes in and it's just this weird, disgusting taste.
It is.
And then
awful.
It kind of finishes with, like, a buttery taste, but, like, the middle of it is just gross.
Wow, you really thought about it, but I just meant, yuck.
Okay. Just stick to Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Kellogg's is the way to go, man.
Nope. I'll tell you the best one. It's King Supers in the bakery department. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they have like...
Well, you live in a different world than we do.
They have a big pack of... Like, they make them fresh, and they put them in the... You know, right there, they're sitting out at
the I've never had the fresh ones.
Well, she's bougie.
I'm not bougie.
She's buying deli stuff, man. No. Guys like me, we have to go over there to the King Supers brand.
Yeah.
No, I get that, but I can't afford the deli.
It's the bakery.
I can't afford that,
There's
Jamie.
There's no Rice Krispie treats in the deli.
I got a 7-year-old. It's tight.
All right, let's see here. I got, lots to get to. I didn't get to this, and I wanted to talk about really fast. Oh, no, I don't. Ellen DeGeneres. Did you see this?
I did.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy. So, what's his name? Adam Carolla is coming out and saying he knows stuff about Ellen DeGeneres.
I like Adam Carolla.
I do, too.
I think he is very, very good at what he does.
I do, too.
I think he shoots you straight, too. I don't think Adam Carolla, to me, seems like a guy that lives in Hollywood that's not Hollywood. And he loves to talk about how bougie they are, you know?
You know why I like Adam Carolla is because after Danny Bonaducci was fired from my show, Danny joined Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
So it was Adam Carolla and Danny, and Adam hated him.
Danny, I could see them not getting along.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla's really good. He really is good.
Anyway, so Adam Carolla says he knows stuff. He filled in for Ellen DeGeneres a couple of times, and he said it was insane how everybody was like, they'd come into him and they say, hey, now listen, before you go on, don't mention meat. Don't say anything about meat. Ellen freaks out if anybody talks about meat, and Adam's like, I'm not going to talk about meat. And they're like, hey, you're going to talk about Christmas, right? You're not going to bring up like you ate turkey or anything, right, at Christmas? And he's like, what is your problem?
Yeah, because she's vegan.
Yeah, she's vegan.
She's vegan. You can't talk meat on her show.
Yeah, and then the guy said, I'll get fired if you mention meat.
Wow.
And he's like, what? But it's my own story. Like, it's Ellen's show. She doesn't want anybody to ever talk about meat.
The bottom line is Adam Carolla is saying that when he was on the show, that everybody there that worked for her was terrified of her. They were on eggshells.
Yep.
Thinking they could be fired over any slip-up, anything minor. They're fired.
She's not even there, and they're freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, don't say it. It's her show. She'll fire me if you say meat.
Yeah.
That's on another level.
And he said, later on, I talked to someone who signed an NDA, so I'm not going to say his name, but he wrote for the Ellen DeGeneres show. And I said, hey, so how's Ellen? And he said, worst person ever, worst person ever, worst person I've ever met, worst person I've ever worked for.
Whoa.
Wow.
I think there's something to this story, too.
Well,
I do. I think Ellen was
her
nasty.
Fan.
I don't think she was a nasty person.
But I thought she was so nice.
And all of her shows are awesome.
They're funny as crap. I almost said the F word.
Like the Ellen's Game of Games?
Yeah.
Huge fan.
So good, right? And like even when she'd have little kids on, she was brilliant with them. It was so funny. And then, and at the end, she'd always be like, be kind to one another.
Fake, Jamie. Fake.
She said be kind.
She was a big stinking fake.
She literally would look at me and say, be kind. I'm like, okay, Ellen, I will. I loved her show. Anyway, all right.
I got one to throw in here.
Okay.
So speaking of TV shows, okay, I saw this yesterday. I meant to mention it yesterday. Did you see where, you know, they let Stephen Colbert go, right?
Right.
Did you see that he had 200 people working for him, his staff?
What?
Yeah. They said it was 200 people that are being let go because of his show. That's how many people he had working on his staff.
We only have a half a person.
Yeah.
If that. Half a brain for sure.
Wow.
200 people.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right.
This was a Piers Morgan interview yesterday.
We got lighting. We got sound.
We got
stage. We got editing.
But still.
I could see like 30.
I could too.
They had a band.
I said maybe 30 to 50.
Yeah.
Maybe.
200
people working on the Stephen Colbert show.
That is a big ticket.
And it's still fun.
I never saw it, to be honest with you.
Well, it lost a lot of money. We know that.
Anyway, all right, let's hear Justin Timberlake. I'm still excited about this, you guys. Him sucking is to our advantage. So here's what they're saying. Justin Timberlake, behind closed doors, sources say, they say that he's like, okay, I got to fix this because my tour sucks. His last night on the road, he did a 121-date world tour, and unfortunately has gone viral how bad it is. Yep. And, I mean, viral. And so he wraps it up tonight in Istanbul, is his last show. And they're saying behind the scenes, he is talking to his buddies at NSYNC and saying, hey, want to get the band together again?
Wait a minute. They're bringing Sexy back in Istanbul tonight?
Yes.
Get out of here. Yes. That's the story.
It is the story. Istanbul's pretty.
I don't know. Istanbul, that threw me off.
Istanbul. the Hulk Hogan thing. Okay. I meant to ask Schmidl to get the audio. Shoot, I forgot. Anyway, Harvey Levin has some questions about Brooke Hogan saying she wants out of the will. It felt like that Harvey Levin was saying, hey, she was never in the will, and so now she's making a big deal saying she wanted it out.
Oh.
Because he said, here's what he said. She said, I don't want any fights, right? I don't want any fights. That's why I want out of the will. But he said, when you write it up with somebody, when you write it up with a lawyer, it is ironclad. So there couldn't be any fights. There, I mean, it is whatever he wrote with a lawyer at his death, his will, it's ironclad.
Like that's the way it is, cut and dry.
I think they can be contested.
Well, they can, but there's no.
Yeah.
He basically said it is what it's whatever's right. written is it is the law.
Right, but yeah. It is, but it can also get held up because it's contested. And you got this, and that. I mean, I've seen it before. I've gone through it before, and it's just it gets ugly. But you're right. I mean, it is set the way it's set in the will.
He had some suspect. He was just like, something else is going on here, and I can't figure it out. He just, because they think that he's worth even more than $25 million. They said, like, you know, who knows how much he's worth. He has a liquor company. He has all these different brands. And his name alone in the future will be worth money.
Just the trademark itself.
Exactly.
Is worth a fortune. I mentioned that yesterday. I said, it makes no sense. Simply because, I mean, the revenue they have right now, the money he has right now in his estate, that's nothing. Compared to what's about to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, his stuff is selling out all over the world right now. Hulkamania everywhere. And it's going to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars. And why she would step aside, unless that hockey player she married made a lot of money. It's the only thing I can figure out.
Yeah, but he didn't make $100 million.
I don't know.
Nowhere near that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so I don't know. Harvey didn't really want to say something, but he's just like, are we sure that she was even in it or was she not in it? And then he was like, there's something that doesn't make sense with this whole story.
Well, here's what really doesn't make sense to me. If for her to step aside, which means more money for that son of his.
Yeah.
That, what's his name? Nick?
Yeah.
I think his name's Nick, right?
It is.
Nick is going to be a terrible millionaire, okay?
Horrible.
This guy is trouble. He is nothing but trouble. He's always been trouble. So if you hand him about $20 million, it's going to get ugly.
Well, and that's what they were talking about, too. They were also talking about his new wife. He has a new wife, and I guess he was so happy because she loves the Lord, too, because Hulk loves Jesus, and his new wife loves Jesus. And he said he felt like he got a whole new family.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she has kids or something. She must.
I don't know.
But he said, I got a whole new family, and I'm so excited about it, and I finally found the love of my life. And then you have the ex-wife over here. I mean, I'm sure she already settled with her old divorce and signed off on it, but...
Linda.
Wasn't Linda found on a bench somewhere, wasted?
She had a bad day. She had a bad day once. Yeah. Oh, Linda.
Linda.
And you know Linda is about to come into the picture again.
Yep, and go after the estate. So, I don't know. The whole thing is weird. And they asked, why was Brooke Hogan estranged from her dad? There were two reasons. Number one, her dad had an affair with one of her good friends.
I forgot about that.
Wow.
Is that wrong? No, I'm just asking. Is that like,
asking for a friend?
Yeah. Did he overstep his boundaries or something? And when was this? I mean, spring. I mean, could have been 22.
We forget about those things, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Another tote bag blowout. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at this time.
A blowout reminds me of a baby's diaper.
It does. That's all I think about.
You can use this as a diaper if you want. It's a nice bag. It's a really nice bag. All right. Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll be in a parking lot somewhere within, you know, 20 miles of the radio station, and we'll be giving away 100, at least 100, maybe more, of these bags to the first 50 people to show up.
Nice.
This time, tomorrow morning, another chance to win. Coming up in a few. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday, July 31st, last day of July. I got to take a quick break, but when we come back, a couple of things. First of all, the dentist that was been on trial, the verdict is in. Verdict is in. Shannon Sharp loses a ton of money. And then Jamie tells me a story about a text that went wrong. Not good. Not good. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you ran to the restroom.
I ran.
Hey, you're an athlete.
And I ran back.
That was pretty quick, actually. No,
I'm the fastest peer in the West. Yeah.
All right, so we'll get to the text.
Okay.
How it's all screwed up.
All right.
Jamie will catch her breath.
I'm in shape. Shut up.
We got a basement hottie over here.
Yeah. Don't forget about my basement hottie routine.
Basement hottie routine coming up to that. Man, a lot on the way. Hang on.
So much.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.